This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Literature, astrophysics, three guitars, a bass, and a bit of southern charm all work together to make the music of Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees. The Americana band is made up of longtime Triangle musicians. Got a new album out called Sailing on Dry Land, and they're going to be playing music from the new album, Sailing on Dry Land, at Chatham Marketplace, 5 to 7 o'clock. But first, they join us in our studio, Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees, are led by Joe Woodson on vocal and guitar, and the Bean Trees, Paul Rosenberg and Art Champagne on guitar, and Jordan Coronet on bass. Welcome to The State of Things. Good to have all
Thank
of you here.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for having us.
So, Joe, this band is composed of a lot of great musicians who've been making music for a long time in this area. How did this group come together for you?
Well, real quickly, Paul and I met, what, about like 97 or so, answered an ad through the Village Advocate that he had for recording. And then he and I, started playing. And then as we've been doing shows over the years, Art would be in several bands and we would be, at the same show and start talking and just, really liked each other. And Jordan, gosh, you've played in a lot of different bands and we've been playing together how long?
About 12 years.
About 12 years now.
12 years.
So I'm really lucky. These guys are talented and really fine people to work with.
You recorded an album at Overdub Lane recently in Durham. How'd that go? Tell us about that.
Went really good. We had Jason Merritt was the engineer. We had Bill Hicks, who will be with us tomorrow at the show. And we did a good bit of it live, and they were really great at Overdub Lane there. And then Paul took it, million miles further, and did a lot of fine guitar parts and harmonies, and did all the mixing at his studio he has in Chapel Hill.
Paul, you and Joe met 1977, right?
1997.
How'd you meet?
I had taken out an ad and was running a small recording studio at my house, do demos for local musicians, and he was one of the first people who contacted me.
An ad? Was it? That's great. Remember those days
where
you would take out an ad?
Yeah.
Wow.
And people
like
actually read them and called. Yeah.
That's great. And you got into a buggy, and that's all.
No.
It's a real time shift for you.
Yeah, we recorded on tape.
Tape?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I remember that stuff. So great.
Smoke signals work really well.
I still have actually scars from the razor blades when we used to edit that stuff.
Yes.
Would you do a song for us?
Of course.
Be glad to.
Sure.
We're going to do a song called Blossom. Blossom, in the morning you extend your love to all those around, and you swallow up all that other plants. No other love is so sound. Honeydew, 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 blossom. You're the sweetest thing that's growing on the vine. Would you marry me, dear heart? Make the rest of my year so divine. Honeydew, 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 oh honeydew, oh honeydew, 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 honeydew. When I hear you whisper my name, oh, the sweetest sound. Oh, honeydew, 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 oh, honeydew, oh, honeydew, 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 oh, honeydew.
Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees, live on the State of Things, a song called Blossom. Their new album is Sailing on Dry Land. They're going to be at Chatham Marketplace in Pittsburgh tomorrow. They are here today. Great song, Joe. When did you start writing music?
Oh, gosh. It probably started about 40 years ago. You know, during the Monkey, you know, I got inspired by the Monkees and the Beatles. And then, my first song I ever wrote was a song my mom had a hat called A Red Hat. And I wrote a song about my mom's red hat and I hadn't really stopped writing since.
What'd your mom think?
She liked it, actually. I had to play it in front of her, some of her bridge clubs, you know, back in the day and stuff.
You know, I know you produced the album. We talked about going to producing it at Overdub Lane here in Durham. And I think to give everybody a sense of, kind of what that sounds like in the produced piece, why don't we play that from the CD and we'll get a sense of that and we'll come back and talk about it. So here we go.
Drift up to the dock. Time to boat off. Seem like I've been to sea, oh, forever. Feels good to be on land. Legs feel wobbly, I can hardly stand. Seem like I'm walking in quicksand. Years ago, I found my calling. I went to college to study law. But one night a while later, I was never at lock at all. So I went down to the ocean, jumped on the first ship I saw. I've been sailing forever, the ocean calls. Well, you need a strong foundation to be able to stand. The wind might be blowing, you seem to run aground. But the wind can't last forever. You try and stand, so time you go on sailing.
On Dry Land is a song from Sailing on Dry Land. That's the title track from the new album, Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees. How great is it to be in North Carolina and not to have to go to Nashville or L.A. if you want to find great musicians who are actually accomplished at the level that they are on this album sitting in this room?
Oh, it's,
you just don't have to move.
You're right. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, all the different bands from Chapel Hill and Durham and Raleigh, I mean, you know, world-class talent, really. Yeah. A lot of guys. James Taylor and on down. A lot, have all these guys here. It's awesome.
Yeah, from the mountains to the coast, yeah. You can find it. Bean Trees, where'd that come from, Joe?
That's from a Barbara Kingsolver novel. I've become a pretty big fan of hers, and I just name just kind of stuck. You know, Steppenwolf had already been used, so I went ahead and used that name.
Well, you're a Barbara Kingsolver fan, so the band kind of dodged a bullet. You could have been Joe Woodson and the Pigs in Heaven.
That's true.
That'd have been rough.
Yeah, I don't know. We might need to rethink that, guys.
You can do the Pigs in Heaven. I don't know. Think it through. Now, here's the other thing we talked about. So that's the literature part of this. We heard the guitars, and I mentioned this in my intro, literature, guitars. And then I talked about physics. Art Champagne, a professor of physics, astrophysics, right, at UNC?
Nuclear astrophysics. Okay,
let's add one more. So you bring... Stand by in 3, 2, 1. Star power to the band.
Ooh.
Huh, wow. That was a great incoming.
Let's go.
Only my students realize that.
That's right.
Yeah. You've been a musician and a physicist for a long time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you got a great, by the way, at your website, a great photo of you with, I believe, something like, is it the cosmos behind you? Is that the cosmos? I forget
it
what
is.
It looks like.
It's a picture that I stole off of.
Yeah. Is that the front or the back of the cosmos that you're looking at from?
It's from our perspective.
I see. Well, it's great. So you're doing touring around, too. You got the album out. And do you get around much around the state?
I do. I'm doing about 30 to 40 shows, normally in the warmer part of the year, April to October, a lot of arts festivals. You know, we've done, Center Fest, Enid Festival, and stuff, and I've got taken a little time off, but I've been doing some holiday shows, doing some Christmas music, around about the latter part of November and December.
Great. What's the appetite for this kind of music? I guess you'd call it Americana. It could be country. I don't want to frame it too narrowly, but people know about you. What's the appetite for this music in this area?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. We've been around the area for a while, so people are somewhat familiar with me, and all the other guys, playing a lot of different bands, too. And so, we'll throw in a few covers every now and then, things that kind of go along with the type of music we do. So it works out pretty good.
Do you have any themes or any topics that you kind of like to work on when you write music? Do you find yourself sort of thinking about a theme for a while and 7 or 8 songs on that, and then you move on? Or how does it work for you, the creative process?
Well, sometimes it works that way. Like this CD... I just, big Jimmy Buffett fan, and drive a lot too. And it just seemed like I was kind of getting on that track of a guy, really kind of struggling, having a, kind of a tough time there, but he really works hard and he has, he knows that it's going to work out eventually if he keeps trying. So I kind of ride on that theme, kind of like the little man, against the world, so to speak. I think I'm a pretty easygoing fellow, but that's kind of where it seemed like a lot of my songs.
The band is that nobody nodded, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't. Yeah. They didn't shake their heads, but I'm just saying they did not. Well, I'm going to let you play us out, but I want to thank you all for being on the show and give you time to play us out. Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees are led by Joe Woodson on vocal and guitar, Paul Rosenberg and Art Champagne on guitar, Jordan Coronet on the bass. Thank you for being on the show. Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees have a new album out called Sailing on Dry Land, and you can catch them tomorrow at Chatham Marketplace in Pittsburgh. That's at 5 o'clock. I want to remind you, Monday we're going to meet Vivian Howard, Chef Vivian, whose show is taped here in North Carolina. She left, she thought, for good from North Carolina. She has come back. She is now producing a public television food show, and we will meet Chef Vivian Howard on Monday. But first, I want to thank you for listening to The State of Things. Remind you that you can go to our website, stateofthings.org. Laura Lee produces our program along with Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Alex Curley's the intern. Robin Copley's the technical director. Al Wadarski helping out today. Brent Wolf is our news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees.
1, 2, 3, 4. Is it love or just a passing thing? I don't know, I'll have to wait.
And is it a diamond that lasts forever? And is it a bruise that heals as other wounds? When you first left for nights long, and I didn't know that you'd stay gone. Now I've cried out all my tears. These four nights, they seem like years. Is it love or just a passing phase? I don't know. I have to wait. Is it a dime? Is it a bruise that heals as other forever. Bad time, we're gone. Love is like the ocean, it rushes in. And tomorrow it's gone again. Is it love or just a passing thing? And I don't know. Is it a diamond?